If we look back again at the diagram of the four bodies, let's look at the best way to actually develop ourselves as a human being. You'll notice on the left-hand side of the four bodies is an arrow going upwards. That arrow signifies the journey of the lesson of life, which is to raise the physical up to the spiritual. And many spiritual disciplines actually suggest this. They say if you want to be spiritual, then you need to completely ignore and renounce the physical if you're going to be spiritual. You'll notice, though, that's only half of the story. On the right-hand side of the diagram of the four bodies is another arrow. That arrow signifies the journey of the lesson of mastery. And the lesson of mastery is to bring the spiritual down into the physical. Now, the upper spiritual body is totally infinite. So what we're talking about here is bringing the total infiniteness of the upper spiritual body all the way down through the other bodies, which means not only do we experience infiniteness in the spiritual realm, but also in the mental realm, the emotional realm, and the physical realm. Dion Fortune, who is an esoteric writer who lived in London in the early to mid-1900s, actually said, before the ascent into spirit can commence, the descent into matter must be complete. So what Dion was actually suggesting was that we should do the lesson of mastery first, before the lesson of life. One of the ways of actually doing this is to balance the bodies. So each of the seven bodies has its own urges and desires. For those bodies to be balanced, we need to acknowledge each of the urges and desires and satisfy them. All of the urges and desires of all of the bodies is totally okay. They're there for a reason, and what we should do is to acknowledge and satisfy the urges and desires. Where the urges and desires become a problem is if they become out of balance. What we want to aim for is to balance ourselves spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically.